This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State President Jeff Mearns and the Ball State Pandemic Update will return next week at this time. Meanwhile, we have a pandemic update of a different sort involving safe shopping, COVID-19, and Santa Claus. Now, if you have someone in your home who's eagerly awaiting Santa and his reindeer, fear not, Santa will be safely on his way. We will be talking about Saint Nick in about 5 minutes, just as an FYI for you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I say no more. Joining us today is Professor Steve Horwitz, a distinguished professor of free enterprise in Ball State's Miller College of Business. Professor Horwitz, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
Well, we are 2 weeks away officially from the traditional Black Friday, but as I understand it, we already are seeing Black Friday sales. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I think places have done several different things. First of all, I think nobody wants, you know, Black Friday to turn into a black plague. So they're doing everything they can to reduce the number of people who are coming into stores on that Friday. So a number of places, the big box type stores in particular, have extended their Black Friday sales and pricing backward in time. Some began a little while ago. Best Buy recently announced that they were going to do this as well. So what we're seeing really is not one day anymore of those prices or weekend, but rather a much longer period. And I think one way to think about that is they're sort of creating a social distancing through time by spreading out the demand for Black Friday sales. They're preventing the crowding. They're preventing the kinds of problems that might be a big issue in the pandemic.
So Target, Best Buy, as you mentioned, yeah. Walmart, Macy's, Walmart, yep. and so forth.
Yep.
As you say, they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day, which will be great for the employees. However, they're going to be still shuffling the boxes around and so forth come on Black Friday. So for those who aren't really in sync with the pandemic, because we see people out not wearing masks and so forth, what would they see on Black Friday? Restrictions on admission into the stores and so forth?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you'll see is capacity limits at those stores. I think you'll see the usual kinds of protections that have been in place for, you know, months now, plastic dividers and all those kind of things. But I think the big one we'll see that Friday will be very closely monitoring how many people are in the store at once. A number of places are doing that right now, you know, in subtle or less than subtle ways. Trader Joe's tends to have small stores and they're very careful about how many people are in the store. So I think even at the bigger places, I think we'll see those capacity controls. And I think we'll not also see is folks, you know, crowding up to line up. They want to try to, any store is going to try to keep social distancing as much as they can. So I don't think we'll see the traditional, you know, big crowd outside the door at 6 a.m. sort of thing as well.
With the typical holiday season, stores need temporary employees to help with the extra traffic. But we're not in a typical holiday season. How is the pandemic affecting temporary employees this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of places have altered their hiring patterns and they're less concerned about hiring people on the floor, as it were, and more people in back, as you say, shuffling the boxes around and also running the IT systems. I mean, e-commerce has already, over the last few years, weakened the impact of Black Friday. And now that so many more of us are comfortable using it over the last 6-8 months, I suspect that we'll see more of that in the holiday season.
Will those stores have curbside pickup as we see in grocery stores?
Yes, they will. And they already are. I mean, Target offers it, others. And I think, by the way, curbside delivery, particularly at restaurants, is something that's going to outlive this pandemic. I think that's a permanent change. We know already that some of the fast food places are redesigning buildings and designing new buildings in ways that can accommodate that more easily.
We hear of national chains being closed, or at least several locations of some of the chains being closed because of the pandemic. And here we are in the holiday season. Will the landscape be changing greatly in terms of the stores we usually shop?
I think in general, the national chains are okay. They have enough resources to sort of, you know, get through this. I think the places that have really already been in trouble and will continue to be in trouble are the more locally owned places, particularly locally owned restaurants. And it's a real shame here, you know.
What would you advise for the mom and pop shops out there, whether it's a restaurant or some sort of boutique store? Where is their salvation, if you will, business-wise? Their savings accounts, many, are going to nil.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have good advice for them, other than I hope that since March anyway, they've been thinking carefully about how to have an online presence and how to improve any online presence that they might have, and how to reach their regular customers through that means, and sort of find ways to make it possible for the people who would normally come in and shop to get stuff in a more, you know, either contactless or curbside delivery, or better yet, over the web. But that's often hard for those smaller firms to do. I suspect that they will take advantage of some of these electronic e-commerce sites that are able to sort of bundle together and work as a sort of platform for smaller firms. So that's what I'd be certainly looking at.
Dr. Horwitz, I understand you've spoken with Santa's office at the North Pole, and you have some information about Santa's visit to stores in the IPR listening area, and he seems to be everywhere at once each holiday season. But even Santa must take some precautions. Have you found that out to be true?
Yeah, well, what we understand is that that Santa's going to still be there, but Santa's going to be behind a protective barrier, and Santa's, you know, there won't be any contact, physical contact, but you'll still be able to talk to Santa. You'll still be able to make sure that he brings the things that you want him to bring. I know that a lot of Santas are asking people to make reservations before they go see him, as opposed to just walking in, which has been the history. And there's a few places, unfortunately, I think that won't see Santa at all this year, at least at the department store. But most places are trying to figure out a way to make it happen, and some are even doing it virtually, so you can see Santa over Zoom, which is not ideal, but it's still better than nothing, I think. And hopefully, I think the real challenge this year is going to be finding ways to keep the holiday season happy and joyous and all of those things as we deal with the ongoing pandemic.
But as a distinguished professor of free enterprise at Ball State and the Miller College of Business, you can assure children that Santa will still be coming round.
Santa will absolutely be coming round.
Professor Steve Horwitz of Ball State's Miller College of Business, thank you very much for this holiday shopping update.
My pleasure, Stan.
Mostly sunny in the IPR forecast today with a high near 47. Northwest winds gusting close to 20 miles an hour will chill things down a bit. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 27. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.